Christ. Lincoln here from Turn to Burton, FamTFamily.com's Transformational Man Cave, where we encourage males to crush effeminacy and aspire to domestic excellence. We are continuing, and I believe, wrapping on the Life Raft tour of the IVEM Peer Pressure Management System. Thank you for being present with us today. Now, on the topic conformity to who, we have a few thoughts that we'd love to share with you. We hope that you share this with your peers, with persons who you would love to be your peers, as well as a messianic believer. Every conscious human, that is, those able to make deliberate choices cognizant of the consequences, can choose how a group's values impacts their own identity. There is the obvious example of Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, as the Bible teaches, who, whilst being amidst a world of human peers who exited Christ's spiritual peer group, chose to emit his divine identity. This is a fruit of the Holy Ghost himself, called temperance or self-control, spiritual discipline. See Galatians 5:22-23 in the Holy Bible. And without that self-control, we will conform to the world in spiritual or high-value and physical peer groups. Under fire, it is useful to connect yourself to your spiritual peer and reflect his values. There is an internal peer pressure that we can exert on our own flesh by being in constant communion with the great God, Holy Ghost. See St. Matthew 26, verse 41, and Ephesians 6, verse 18 in the Holy Bible. Are there difficult situations where peer pressure is intensified? Most definitely, as marriage and family are ultimate peer groups that exert significant pressure. I still surmise that believers can still manifest Christ amidst Antichrist peer pressure from marriage and close family. Mark 3 verse 35 and Matthew 12 verse 50 show this, as Christ showed the importance he played on his spiritual peer group even more so than his physical immediate family. Christ said explicitly that his spiritual peers are those who do or agree or exercise and execute his Father's will. And we're going to continue on this point right after the break. He turns ex-aints to saints for those who his blood paints. The greatest commission: to open hell's prison and transform its ex-cons. The thug's reconciliation to God's only forgotten Son, for those who repent and receive salvation to turn from ain'ts to saints, from those who his blood paints. To snatch reprobates from eternal gloomy fates, he took the pain for our mistakes on him. Our futures are no more grim if we will turn from sin and believe he turns ex-aints to saints for those who his blood paints. The greatest commission: to open hell's prison and transform its ex-cons. The thug's reconciliation to God's only forgotten Son for those who believe and repent. Join the FAMT Institute today and learn how to make better life choices by cultivating a godly mindset in our messianic mentorship programs. All programs are $120 per person monthly, with personal sessions $100 for individuals and $200 for family. We look forward to have you join the conversation at FAMTFamily.com. Burn family. antifamily.com's Transformational Man Cave, we encourage males to crush effeminacy or maliteracy, the ignorance of being a man, and to aspire to domestic excellence. We are continuing on our life raft tour of the IBEM peer pressure management system. We started to make the point that yes, there are difficult situations where peer pressure is intensified, where we are exposed to a lot of peer pressure from persons close to us. We spoke to the issue of being exposed to peer pressure from marriage, from family, as these are important and ultimate peer groups that expose us to a lot of pressure. We still surmise, though, that believers, thank you for being present with us today, excuse my bad manners. Now, we still at Family Family surmise that believers can still manifest Christ amidst antichrist peer pressure from marriage and close family. Mark 3 verse 35 and Matthew 12 verse 50 in the Holy Bible show this, as Christ showed the importance he placed on his spiritual peer group, even more so than his physical immediate family. Christ said explicitly that his spiritual peers are those who do, agree, exercise, execute his Father's will. Christ never conformed, as Romans 6:16 says, to this world. You submit to who you conform to. Christ never conformed to the worldly pressure that he was exposed to. He, of course, we said we know the Bible is about conforming to, not conforming to this world, but conforming to the Holy Spirit at all times. Conformity and non-conformity should be deliberate end results of the IVEM discipline of peer pressure management, rather than a subconscious mistake. We're going to move to the point as some thoughts. I hope it is useful to you on peer groups and superiority, because it's very important to understand that being in different peer groups does not mean that we are superior to others. Being in unique peer groups simply means we are different, not separate, as we are all connected through Christ. See Acts 17:28. Peer groups do not show superiority, as an unbeliever is not inferior to a believer, as God loved the world. John 3:16. So he loved the world. He loved all of us similarly. So he did not love believers differently than he loved unbelievers. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world, meaning the entire human race, that he gave his only begotten son, etc., in the Holy Bible. God, or Yahweh Elohim, teaches through Paul, this is the Apostle Paul in Romans, in the book of Romans, this is in the Holy Bible, that we should not unfairly judge anyone, thinking ourselves superior. See Romans 1, 32 to Romans 2, verse 4, Romans 3, 22 to 23. A believer, a messianic believer, this is a believer in the impact that Jesus Christ of Nazareth has on the lives of those who believe in him, commit their lives to him. A believer, messianic believer, is identifying themselves as a group of ministers devoting our lives to serving others. This is what Christ did when he showed us how to wash each other's feet. We serve all peer groups, including those who do not share our belief in Christ, by promoting reconciliation or bringing them, unbelievers, back into Christ's peer group of divine balance. This is, of course, where these unbelievers repent and believe in Christ. Christ served people who were sick, as healing and miracles were a manifestation of the kingdom he is from. He met lack, because sin is heaven's only lack. He addressed injustice on widows and orphans, because there are no widows and orphans in the kingdom of heaven, as God is our Father and Christ is the groom of the bride. And that's a figurative sense to speak to Christ marrying or being one with his believers. Mark 2:17 and 1 Timothy 1 verse 15 reveal that even though man left Christ's peer group, he, Christ, pursued us to see us return to his peer group. Christ exerted divine influence or grace to show his love for all peer groups as the goodness of God leads to repentance. See Romans 2 verse 4. We celebrate today Romans 12 verse 1 to 2. Isn't Christ impressive? We urge you to send your reactions to us at connectedfamilyfamily.com. If you're not on the Anchor platform or Spotify or any of these other platforms, Google Plus, etc., that we're on. We also urge you to share this with persons in your family, in other peer groups that you're concerned have a difficulty handling peer pressure. We urge you also to, if you're on the Anchor platform, give us your reactions by calling in to us on the Anchor platform. If you're not an Anchor as well, we urge you to visit our website at www.famtfamily.com. If you want a strong family that's able to exert kingdom peer pressure on others and to address and deal definitively with antichrist or worldly peer pressure. We are grateful to you for your time here going through the IVEM peer pressure management system with us. We do hope that it is a blessing to you, and you show us and share your reactions as to how it is working with you. Share your reactions on the various group exercises that we ask you to participate in. Lincoln here for encouraging you to have a great day, crushing effeminacy. Why rob God and this world of you and your family? And until next time, be nuclear. Join the FAMTI Institute today and learn how to make better life choices by cultivating a godly mindset in our messianic mentorship programs. All programs are $120 per person monthly, with personal sessions $100 for individuals and $200 for family. We look forward to have you join the conversation at famtfamily.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.